You're listening to Fashion Confab, where we have conversations with the icons and trailblazers of the fashion industry. Listen in to be informed and inspired as we profile the most influential people in fashion today.
Hello, everyone. This is episode 5, and today we're talking with Connie Lim. She is a fashion illustrator that uses a mix of watercolor, digital print, and pen as she creates amazing works of art. Her clients have been companies like Maybelline and Tacori. Her work has been in several magazines, and she has a ton of press about her work. When you see her illustrations, like her depiction of Alexander McQueen's collections and her playing cards, you will clearly know why. So, Connie, I am honored to have you here today and to talk to you about your work and your story and how you became a fashion illustrator. But first, give us a little information about you, about your background.
Hi, well, thank you for having me in the first place. I'm from LA originally, from Los Angeles, and I went to art school here in Art Center Pasadena, and I had a fashion illustration class, and that's when I really totally fell in love with fashion, and that kind of started the path for me to actually go to London and pursue fashion design as a career. My hobbies, I guess, include, I'm a big foodie. I love to drink coffee. My ideal day is probably being at a coffee shop just drawing all day.
Okay. So you said you went to school in London. What school did you go to?
I went to Central St. Martin's in London.
Oh, that's great. Wow.
Yes.
So what was that experience like?
Well, really interesting school. It's where all the fashion people are concentrated, so it's quite competitive. I learned a lot about design and conceptual research rather than the skills you need as a designer, I guess. Like, they already expect you to know all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Once you're there, they're purely focusing on design, which I loved. So it was a great opportunity for me, an experience to be with people who are like-minded. Mm-hmm. After I graduated, there was a lot of issues being an international student. The visa is really hard to obtain, especially in fashion. There's not really any companies that give out visas. So it's very unfortunate being an American citizen. They just hire a lot of European and British people in the industry there. So I had to come back, unfortunately.
Okay, well, we're happy to have you back. It looks like you're doing great things here, so it all worked out, I think. So how did you get into the business of fashion?
When I took a fashion illustration class in my art school in L.A., I just totally fell in love with fashion, and my tutor, her name was Nancy Riegelman. She really encouraged me and inspired me to pursue fashion, and then I really started from there.
Okay, mm-hmm. So it wasn't a childhood dream to get into fashion. It just sort of happened when you were already in college. You knew you wanted to be an illustrator, but you sort of was nudged into fashion. That's interesting.
Yeah. I never thought I would do fashion at all.
Well, I love your work. There is something sort of ethereal about your work, colorless and distinct about it. Mm-hmm. Can you describe that just so that our listeners will kind of get it from your perspective? We can see it, but I just kind of want you to explain what it is that we see.
I feel like what makes me a tiny bit different, I guess, is actually coming from a fashion illustration background. Because I know a lot of designers just go ahead and get right into it, but I've learned the basic foundation of life drawing, anatomy and all that. So I think that really contributes to a lot of my drawing. I just love, I'm a romantic, and I love that idea of giving your craft attention every day. So drawing every day, practicing every day, get across to the audience. It's more about the feeling and the love of the work rather than just another pretty girl in a picture, what you see in a magazine, it's posing. Mm-hmm. I want to kind of offer some kind of meaning to my work. Maybe that's what comes across, that feeling you get.
I get it now. That makes sense. I saw also your depiction of Henry Russo, The Dream. It's sort of something that you've done that's on your website. Can you tell us, you know, your thoughts behind that?
Well, that was my final collection at CSN. I had to pick like a theme, and I was in a museum, and I saw a piece of Henry Russo, and it was so beautiful. Like, I started to do some master drawings, like just sit in a museum all day, kind of studying his work, and I created like the story, The Girl in the Dream. It's like a Russo painting, and I imagined this girl being like longing to be in that jungle and be free. So I depicted a girl who was in the opposite situation, where she's trapped and she's kind of in this experiment, like sci-fi. And that's where the collection comes from. It's basically a story, because I'm really interested in a collection that has a story behind it. And that's why, if you see like the designs, they're very spacey, very, how do you say it, like lots of hardware, in contrast with Jungle Prince coming up, because she's kind of imagining the jungle creeping up on her clothing, and she's like later on in the end in, engulfed in this world. So that was like this short story behind it, I guess.
Oh, it's beautiful. I mean, it was fascinating to me. I immediately knew the painting that you took that from.
Yeah.
And you were so good at taking it and making it your own. And that's, I think, what makes you different, you know? So what is your favorite piece of work from your collection? Do you have one, or?
I feel like it's all of like an extension of me, so it's hard to say. Yeah, it just comes out like a feeling, I guess. So it's hard to say I have my favorite moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard, especially when it's all your work. So I understand. The playing cards, that's how I found out about you. I found the playing cards online, and I realized it came from the fashion illustrator. So how did you come up with the idea to create playing cards?
It was actually a project I've done in arts, and it was a final project for the illustration class I told you I was in. And it kind of stuck with me through the years, because I only originally did the Four Queens in the beginning. And it was just like on a list of themes that I could choose from my teacher. And I was like, oh, that sounds really cool if I just do maybe the Four Queens. And it spanned from there, really. Like, over the years, I always told myself I would go back and finish it. And I started that project when I was 20, I think. Very early 20s. And then I graduated from CSN last year, and I thought, that's the project I really need to go back and finish. But I've always drawn, like, in between the years of going to CSN and being in London, and I got inspired by all these things. So it's like a progression of my life. You can see when I look at different drawing, I see myself in that period of time. And It's been 8 years since I've actually started the cards. So I thought it'll be a good time to kind of finish the decade with the cards, you know? It's like a project of my 20s, kind of.
Yeah, it's definitely like a collector's item. I mean, my feeling is that everyone who's a fashionista or, you know, an art collector should have some in their collection. You know, I want to buy some and just, you know, just kind of keep them in a box or something and not use them, you know?
Yeah, they are more of a collecting item. Like, for me, it's just a platform to showcase my work, you know?
So what are your future plans for your business? Are you going to continue to do the same thing, or do you have plans to expand and do something different?
Well, at the moment, I'm just freelancing, but I've been, like, teaching classes here and there for life drawing. And I love teaching, and I love getting to know people who are really enthusiastic about drawing. So I'm planning on creating my own drawing studio. So that will be primarily starting from teaching life drawing. But in the end, like, eventually I want it to evolve into an actual studio where I have people coming in drawing for me. Hopefully it'll morph into like a print studio And then they'll kind of go on from there. We can do editorial books and actually printing out fabrics for like designers or companies. And in the end, I do want to get back into designing my own kind of clothing. So it's all relative, yeah.
So give us a fashion resource that you find very useful for your business. This is to help those people who are getting into their fashion careers or starting their businesses.
Well, I think for me, the most helpful thing was having my own website to promote yourself as a designer or something. I mean, that's a given, but I actually make my own website, so it's easy for me to change. So I went off and I learned Dreamweaver and Illustrator all by myself. It took me a long time, but yeah, I feel like it's worth it.
Yeah, I would not have ever known. It looks really good. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, I think it's just having control of your own rather than having to pay somebody to do it or update it or like using a blog. I feel like it's more special.
Well, tell our listeners what people told you about becoming a fashion illustrator before you did it. You know, like what was your perception of it? And then when you did it, how did you feel about it?
Well, I started to really think about it when I was still in school at Art Center. And I knew at that time, like, because of my teacher who's a fashion illustrator, she just teaches and she has her own books. And that made me think that maybe it wasn't such a stable field to get into. And I realized I'm really in love with illustration and I just couldn't help, you know, pursuing it. And I think I love it. I love my decisions because it led me to a lot of exciting projects. And, you know, it's not always about stability in life. I don't regret it.
Were there any other challenges in becoming a fashion illustrator?
There are challenges where people, like, take your work and they use it for commercial stuff without getting your permission. Like, a long time ago, I've had, like, some girls in Turkey send me photos of T-shirts that were of my drawings. And I was like, wait a minute.
Where
did that come from? Yeah, lots of those, like in China. And I guess you don't really have control over everything internationally. So that was a big challenge, and I didn't really know how to go, like, being, like, taking care of that, you know? That's a big challenge.
You're listening to Fashion Confab.
So what inspires you, or do you have any person that inspires you?
Yeah, a lot of people inspire me, I guess, in different ways. One of my heroes is Stefan Sidemaster. He's like the god of graphic and communication design. I think it's more of his ethos in life rather than his, like, his work is amazing, but just as a designer, the way he approaches life, that's a big inspiration for me. Also, McQueen was obviously like one of my greatest inspirations when I first started drawing because I felt like a connection with him and his work. Mm-hmm. It's quite haunting, but it's beautiful at the same time, and I really fell in love with that. Mm-hmm. And just like the theatrical, Gareth Pugh is amazing. It just stems on from everyday life and what I see. Usually my inspiration is more from my experiences. Like, I used to travel a lot in the past couple of years, and that really inspired me as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any particular place inspires you more than others when you travel?
Definitely Rome was one of my favorite places. Rome and Berlin. Just like the architecture, the culture, the food. It was amazing, yeah, and I learned so much.
What advice would you give someone that wants to become a fashion illustrator?
Have a strong foundation if they want to actually do illustration, because I feel like a lot of fashion illustrators, like, just draw from a magazine or something, but they should actually go out and draw from life, and that kind of gives a different twist to their work, and they'll grow, like, so much faster than copying from the picture. Yeah, that's like the number one advice for me, because I'm a very firm believer in the traditional drawings.
Tell us how we can connect with you on social media and give us your contact information.
All right. Well, you can always check out my website at www.connielim.com. And really everything is on there if you want to connect with my Instagram, Tumblr, Behance, you know, or you can always contact me at info@connielim.com.
Well, thank you for your time, Connie, and I will certainly be buying a deck of cards today.
Thank you.
And I certainly appreciate what you're doing. I think you are a trailblazer and you're paving the way for other people to, you know, just kind of get into a different career in the fashion industry.
Oh, no worries. It was great having me on the show. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Fashion Confab. Please rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast today. Until next time, be well and be inspired. You're listening to Fashion Confab. Motivating, informative, entertaining. You're on trend with Fashion Confab.